Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And then they slapped him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus, but Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to feed you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the Stone Pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, 'They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.' So this is what the soldiers did." Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you all also may believe. These things happen so that the scripture will be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken, and as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Jesus News.
Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Ellen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Karen, Jake, Peter, Sean, Karen, Kelly, Jake.
And then Jesus rose from the ashes. Alleluia, he said.
Very nice.
After physics.
Who wants to do the confrontation with me? Confrontation. We're going to sit in the confrontation. Who wants to do it? It's going to be pretty hard. Oh, I hear Big Mike.
I hear Big Mike. Maybe Big Bill is with him. Or maybe it's somebody we don't want.
The D-Dog. Someone else coming.
Oh, fun with friends.
Please don't go messing with the door.
No.
Because Anthony's been painting up there.
Chris Dante's been painting up there.
Oh, it's so cool up there.
No, I'm never going to. I'll be suspended.
So cool.
Wow. You will be suspended. You will be.
That's bad. I don't know. No, Lucy, it's actually so cool. It's like drawings and all.
Oh, I'm sure. I'd love to go up there.
Just take any pictures.
Just take pictures.
Then you have a camera on top. But not like on the whole place. Just one glass.
It was open here.
No, it wasn't. Michael, I heard you, like, you and Johnny, you gotta sing the confrontation for me.
Oh, first dancing, Michael.
Alright,
what?
The confrontation. Who wants to be Javert?
Oh no!
Javert.
So one of you gets to be Javert, okay. And one of you gets to be Valjean.
I'll be Valjean.
Javert.
Okay.
Oh.
So you have to sing every alternate part. So okay. I'll start you off. You can join it. Well, you have either of you heard the song, the confrontation?
Which part was this?
This is when they're sword fighting in the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How are they locking him?
Dun, 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 dun. Wait, so you're Valjean? Okay. So you're Javert. Dun, 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 dun. You join me. Valjean.
Valjean.
At last. We see each other play. Monsieur Le Maire. You wear a different shade. Before you say another word, Javert.
Before you chain me up like a slave again.
Listen to me.
There's something I must do.
I can't see anything.
Okay. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Wait. Then I'll return, I pledge my word. Then I'll return.
Yeah, I've returned. I've hunted you across the years. A man like you can never change. A man such as you.
Men like me can never change. Wait, now we have to sing at the same time, and it gets really confusing.
Okay.
So, you have to sing everything on the... I sing the first part, and then when there's a capitalization, you sing from there onwards. All right. Okay.
Men like me...
No, I'm singing that part. You're singing the second part. Okay. Right. Men like... So we sing at the same time. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Believe
men like me can never change. My number 2601. Mind you, you know nothing of... No, most of this is actually Javert.
Question. Are you going for the tactic of getting your haircut shorter until it gets...
Whoa, Larry!
What? Larry?
Sweethearts.
Yeah, what's up, Larry?
Slaves is off limits. You can't come in.
Oh, yeah, just...
teacher gets here, you give up.
Oh, wow.
Then you should leave before you get in trouble.
Okay. Lawrence, you want to do the confrontation with Michael?
No.
From the classic song from Les Miserables?
I don't really know what it is.
That's from Les Miserables. They're sword fighting in the hallway and they sing this at each other. It's like the most epic song from any musical in the English language of all time. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, that's mine.
That's mine. I'm not helping you. I don't really.
Okay,
I have one that's like really thin.
I'm not interested until I see your photo.
It's not like, it doesn't work in the real life.
And giving you a ruler is...
I've written that each step.
Giving
I can do it. Just give him a ruler. You can have a ruler.
David's ruler is better than anyone I have.
We need two, though.
Alright, well, mine was like that long.
That's good.
I'm turning the lock.
Yeah.
David, so excited.
He's gonna help.
I'm gonna help. But I don't want you to name. Don't name my name in court.
Yeah. David, just
leave
me out of this. That's not my room.
Yeah.
We do not want to be affiliated with your crimes.
Yeah. Boob. Boob.
The crimes against humanity.
All right.
Boob.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah. It's timely since today is release day of Squeecha
Azishka.
Boob.
Boob. What did you say? What did you say, J-Dog?
Editing.
Why?
I don't know.
We edited nothing.
Except for libelous claims about people's personal lives.
Oh, my God. You're so good.
Oh, no.
I broke your ruler.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
That's so scary that they can do that. Like, you could get into my house.
I was thinking I had a dream about
David
Rob.
Not really.
Give me my back.
You have to have a way to get the room inside your house. The door is right by the front door.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
So, give me my room back.
When you take pictures, when you take pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, for the JL show.
It'd be so cool if we actually went up there, but you know, we're never going to because you know, suspension.
We are.
That's so weird. I've never seen anyone go. Wait, I'll take a picture of you up there. Stay there for a sec. Like you will get suspended if you go up. So.
You won't.
You would.
You would. Yeah. I mean, you would.
You would.
You would. That's the kind of thing.
I don't think you'd get caught. Like, they probably know someone's been up there.
Only Lawrence would.
Okay, but listen,
oh, shit, Lawrence.
Lawrence.
He's not going to. But I mean, if they make out a school-wide call to action
do
to find out
if
he did, he definitely
anything Lawrence would do.
If he did, he definitely mentioned me. By
anyway, he knows it was only there. No.
Oh,
no.
Not going up there.
It's Lawrence.
Did they lock it behind
them? Big Bill still isn't here. Big Bill said he'd come and it's 5:30 now.
Who's Big Bill?
William. If William doesn't come, I'm going to have to start reading his readings myself. But if I start reading my readings, his readings myself, and then Big Bill does come, who's going
to
read the readings? Me or Big Bill? Big Bill in the house. He's not here yet. That was a lie.
We should
So guys, Easter's coming up. How much do you love Easter?
Lots.
It's definitely not the most pointless holiday of the year. Definitely not.
It's great, you get Easter eggs.
This is
like unless your family don't celebrate Easter because you're not a child anymore.
I mean, my mom still pretends that she's the Easter bunny and.
I envy you, but
yeah, I still get Easter eggs.
I have to buy them.
We don't get the big ones.
Oh no, I have to buy Easter eggs myself. I have to go to the shop and buy them on Saturday.
It's just sad.
It's the worst feeling on earth. Although
you've really been deprived.
I'm pretty sure Michael buys his own Christmas presents. So
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but that's a good thing because
the reason why you're here.
We come here, it's our spot.
We just eat lunch.
Yeah. I have been sent down to be told that there's a couple of people here
and you're one of them. Oh, really? Lawrence. Lawrence. Was it Lawrence?
No, it was a teacher, I said.
Alright.
Sorry. But you see the
calendar? Not us. Maybe there were people here before us. We only got here 2 minutes ago, but yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine. I'm fine.
You
know the.
Did you?
No.
No. No, I mean, we thought Lawrence was going to because he was down annoying us.
Get your ass down!
Coming live from a 1960s prison camp in the Nevada desert, this is the Jesus Lives Show.
There's a prison fight.
There's
going
train
on.
Tracks.
We're in the yard.
Somebody's being tied to train
don't
tracks.
Don't pick up the soap.
That has to be the opening.
Go back in. He was outside. He was outside, Mr. Dawson.
And he goes, get your ass down. I'm a dinosaur.
It was so funny.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh,
which
my
one?
God.
That would only ever happen in prison life.
Get your ass down.
Only in the Nevada desert.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, who here is celebrating the birth of Jesus next week?
Yeah. I mean, obviously he wasn't. Jesus was not born
in Easter.
On this date.
He was reborn.
His birth, or his death, whatever. It's a symbol.
Taking your boots off.
Oh, here comes our favorite person in the world.
No, Larry's our favorite person in the world.
No, Larry's on Easter. Bro.
Right now, Larry's our favorite person. Because if he comes, I'm going to be very, very happy indeed. Because we'll have a lot of fun.
You can't be sarcastic about
the
Larry.
Mandarin.
People in the world who I want to see the most appearing in front of me right now.
Martin Luther King.
Well, number one is technically, yeah.
Technically, it's me.
Technically, number one is probably like Moses anyway. But number one is, let's say number one is Larry. And number two is the three guys who went up to the roof.
Why
because I want them to show me pictures and talk about it and stuff. And
why would you want to see Larry before me?
Because you're already there.
Doctor Who.
You're already here, lad.
Yes.
Yes, I really want to see Doctor Who.
It'll be really funny.
If Mr. Bennett or someone found out they're sleeping up there.
Stop naming
so
people.
he started to siege they can't come down. And he's there with like hot team
locked on the other side.
Exactly. What if somebody goes? What if they're locked in there like all week?
Just get the full out chair and a fast.
I'm assuming. I'm assuming they have mobile reception, but none of them have my number.
There's no reception in the school.
David doesn't have my number. Shit, they're gonna be fucked.
You know that like
fuck? Because there's no.
You know that lock up there. I know there's an easier way to open that lock.
Wait, when you do it, man.
Did you blame?
The lock is locked with a deadlock.
The Glen.
It's only locked.
Something wrong with that.
Did he ask
use a ruler on this side.
He just asked. He didn't say if they'd gone up the stairs per se. He said they had gone further, just kind of in the general area.
Mr. G kicked us out of the G spot.
It's now his G spot.
I can't think of any puns on Glen.
Win.
Mr. Glan.
Anyway, we should all gin.
We never took our TYTOY 1 year 2015 photograph.
We'll do it.
TY of the year.
No, toy. Totally over y'all's.
Oh.
I'm not, he is. He's pushing them.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The fat kid is burning.
Yeah.
Michael, we have a big announcement to make about our new business venture.
That's
a while ago.
People who are much higher up than him.
Michael, we have to make a big announcement about our new business venture.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm not
It's kind of like a hush hush at the moment, you know.
Okay. We'll just give you a teaser. Read these words out.
Me and Lucien are doing something. It's going to be really exciting.
It's like 99%.
Read it out. Read it out.
The.
You're not alone on it.
And then there's like.
It's like 99%.
There's
ready,
two hollow circles, and they have a tail. And then there's another hollow circle, and then there's a slash thing, like, you know.
Okay.
There's another circle.
All right.
I'll read it out for you.
All will be revealed after Easter.
There's a Venn diagram.
Yeah,
oh, it won't be. It won't.
It'll be revealed in like.
It's developing really well.
Oh shit.
There's a Venn diagram.
There is a Venn diagram, sort of.
No, it's, wait, it's what's the Venn? What's that represent?
Black people and gay people.
Did
you hear that? That kid just said that's where the cookie crumbles.
No, it wasn't
him. Oh my god.
Brilliant.
Imagine if he did. Imagine if he, like,
how much money would you give me if I run up to him right now and pretend to stab on his stomach?
No, I think he's ill, but you don't pick him up. I'm giving him 50 cents.
That's too late.
If he collapsed on the ground and said, "That's just the way the cookie crumbles," that would be the greatest thing I've ever witnessed in my entire life. And I've witnessed a bridge riot in Prague on New Year's Eve, before the millennium changed. So fuck all y'all. No, not the millennium, the decade, the decade.
Oh yeah,
it was
like working.
Yeah, well, listen, it was one hour to go until the date changed to 2010, and I'm on a bridge in Prague, and suddenly a riot happens, and the helicopters come, and I'm like. Speaking in Czech. Why not be in Prague? It was New Year's.
Prague is just the most amazing place ever.
Now, Prague is fucking sucks. But not as much as St. Petersburg. And
Petersburg.
Yeah, the one in
Amsterdam.
The one in Mayo, you mean?
No.
The one in
Russia. So, like. But you no, so the helicopter is speaking Czech, and people are like, they said to stay still, and they will shoot us all.
Oh, he's saying such cool things.
Man. He's such a cool guy.
Sure, you're rocking my view with
this. We need to get him as our new co-host on the podcast.
He can be on the 99.
He can be on the show.
Hey, the show.
We can't hit him. There's like a first.
Are you gonna like? It's like 98% ready,
right?
It's like 2%.
We have a website and an iTunes feed and a Twitter. Twitter is 99.
Oh, Burt Reynolds from Archer. Burt Reynolds a real actor?
Yes, but he's alive?
He's in Archer.
Oh, is he actually in it, or is it just a caricature?
He's in like two episodes.
Oh, so like Adam West and Family. Well, he's alive then. He is alive, actually. He was big in like the 80s. He's not a good actor.
Gator, a real movie. Is that a real movie?
No. I guess he's sort of like, who's his modern equivalent be? Channing Tatum, probably. Somebody who's like handsome, does action. There's other people too. Like, he's big and bulky and he does action.
So pretty big news for the podcast. I watched Iron Man 3 yesterday.
No one really cares.
Yeah, I know, I thought it was a joke.
But he'd watch it
on Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw that it had been added, and I said, "Owen's watching
that."
No, they
also have 22 Jump Street.
22 Jump Street is bad.
I love the poetry bit.
No, I think 22 Jump Street.
The best part of 22 Jump Street, by a wide margin, the best part is the end credits.
Yeah, the end credits are.
End credits are fantastic.
I like the poetry bit though.
Yeah,
no, I love the bit where, like, remember you're telling me the last day
they're in, like, they go to, like, a poet slam.
Yeah, I saw this in my
his girlfriend the, died for her.
Yeah.
But, like, where Smitty, like, goes, "I had sex this time," and everyone, like, they're slapping him, and the captain slaps his hand, and he had sex with his daughter. You haven't seen it, have you?
I went to see it in the cinema, like, opening weekend by myself.
I went to see it with friends.
I saw it in the cinema opening day by myself. That was not a fun time, but, I don't know.
First, why don't you ever invite people
first,
to this?
First one's wait. Well, because I had two tickets to spare, and I decided to only use one and throw the other one away.
Oh, yeah.
So are we...
I asked Kian to go, and he was like, fuck off. So.
I have, like...
Are we going to do the weekend?
I thought this was Christmas.
What didn't you do?
Well, that's a different day.
Lucy, you could have given it to a homeless person.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
FF7's not for
Friday. Are we going to see Fast and Furious on the 3rd? That's
in the US, you're going to call Fast and
Furious. Yeah, well, let me know.
I mean, I'm going to see it, but, like... I'm going to see it, and I...
It's all go together.
But, like, yeah, Owen, don't you have anything to do on your birthday?
When is it coming off?
Do you really want to spend your birthday with us?
I wouldn't spend my birthday with anyone other than these people right here.
Okay. Just them two.
When is this?
Obviously, you two included.
What are you 16?
You're, like, 17 this year.
17 this year?
No.
But, no, like...
Whoa, what did he say? We're on uneven ground here.
There is like
am I?
They're using
it. I'm the oldest here.
You're taller than me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're older than me.
July.
Yeah, Johnny's taller than me. Yeah. Lucy. Johnny's like the midget of the chain.
I'm taller than Shane. I'm taller than Shane.
I've got three people.
No, wait, back to back.
Chris Dancy.
He is taller.
Chris Dancy confirmed it. Chris Dancy is the greatest person in history.
Yeah, we've established that on our last episode. Chris Dancy is the greatest person in the history of the world ever.
A little bit more than Owen.
Look at the state of Owen.
Yeah, but yours is
like... I really need a haircut. I know that.
It's like mine.
I just beat the living crap out of
them. I want to give a shout out to all the winners at the Fresh Film Festival. Dara Gone from Dublin, Wasted.
Who won?
Sophie O'Donovan from Cork, The Light. Aaron Tenzin from Bradstock and Cork, The Long Haul.
Garmskull
Burra, The Detective.
Remember The Long Haul.
Rory O'Neill from Waterford, like Production Design for Dead Planet. Matthew Joyce from Wicklow for Solitude. Aaron like Howe from Cork for Intruder, Attic, and A World of Your Own. Gallen, this is the only media shout out they're going to get on our podcast, so.
Making amateur movies like that for like 50,000
Do you remember the one with
it's like you may as well just make a bit more and make a proper feature film.
Do you remember the one where like because you won't make money off that.
Yeah, exactly. But if you made like a feature film and you got it like or you made like a documentary.
Or if you made a
really cheap. Do you remember the film with the big like war and like there's like a time traveling machine and
that was fucking
great. You can tell that they made like three films.
And they stuck them together.
Yeah, they stuck them all together.
It was like these guys in a house and they were like playing a video game and then they started playing paintball and there were these guys in skeleton masks and then they went time traveling.
It was really good.
It was a total cluster.
It wasn't as bad as Dive. Dive was awesome.
Film about like mental health and drugs and stuff is never really going to be much good if it's made by Irish teenagers.
Oh, it's going to be cool, but it's going to be boring.
But any film about drugs or mental health made by Irish teenagers, I think, is very slim chance of being good. Unless one of Michael's ads.
That Brendan Gleeson one was good. Cake.
That was not made by teenagers.
All like, drugs.
It's not about drugs or mental health.
All like,
it is about mental health.
You can argue drugs. Association with things.
Apparently there's a room in St. Petersburg where like Russian government employs 400 people.
Yeah, no. He's getting this from 9Gag. Never. I say this to my brother all the time. We're sitting at the dinner table and he goes, "So this and that. You heard that off 9Gag."
I did actually, yeah.
Yes.
All
of Shane's information.
It doesn't
mean it's real. From 9Gag.
It does not mean it's real. Well, I read an article on BuzzFeed last night called 44 sloths that look like Ed Miliband. And they look like Ed Miliband. Like, they so do. There's all these ones. He's the leader of the British Labour Party and is likely to be the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
What do you mean sloths?
Oh, David. Like did you ever see that video on YouTube of David Cameron?
I can't say sloth. I can't say THNS.
I have to go get my books.
Alright, see you, Shane.
Okay,
did anyone ever see that video of David Cameron? I'll come with you if you wait 2 seconds. Did you ever see a video of David Cameron calling
Jeremy Clarkson, a national hero, yeah.
No, it was another MP, a turkey. It was really
No, but Ed Miliband is called David Cameron a chicken, so... Ed Miliband,
he's obviously not an animal.
He looks
right?
like a sloth, and he talks like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Look up David Cameron.
We're going to the moon, Gromit!
Look up David Cameron,
David Cameron just looks like a big red ball.
He actually looks like a politician.
What was
he's a scumbag?
Michael, what was that? What was that movie?
He's a really mean man.
Like.
Yeah.
Well, what does he do?
He cuts poor people's income and he takes away houses from the elderly who've been living in their council house their entire life, just and then just leaves it there just to move them out of the community so he can like segregate and have like the poor with the poor and the wealthy with the wealthy.
Well,
segregation.
He's like Thatcher's like little friend, but.
Well, the BBC have fired
Clarkson, which is great, but he'll probably get a deal with. I don't know. Sky have said they won't hire him. I'm pretty sure because Sky have like policies and they're like, we're not hiring this guy. So
doesn't matter.
They just scored
from
a corner.
You just set it up like on some other.
So I don't know. I don't know who's gonna because like he won't work for less than a very large salary. I don't know who can afford to pay him that much.
He already did fuck up there, didn't he?
I mean, ITV might hire him, but they don't.
So why did they fire him?
Let me. Because he physically assaulted the guy for 30 seconds. He used xenophobic language. He used anti-Irish language. He used homophobic language. The guy was traumatized. The guy was under. I have the whole report on my phone.
Does that mean James May and Richard Hammond?
They have said that they don't want to do the show, but I think they're contractually obliged to do another couple episodes. So, give me a second now.
The show is like, Top Gear is going. Yeah.
It's going to continue.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. They're just going to reboot
worry,
it. Like
it's always,
years
it's
ago.
Always so,
like,
American.
All right. Here's what happened. Okay. So.
If he goes on American Top Gear, he's going to be absolutely annihilated.
What's his name?
So, Oshin Timon was working on location for Top Gear. The physical attack lasted 30 seconds. Was halted. Was halted by the intervention of. He was halted by the intervention of a witness. Oshin Timon offered no physical retaliation. The verbal abuse was directed at Oshin Timon on more than one occasion during the attack and subsequently contained the strongest expletives, xenophobia, and threats to sack him.
One of the times
the abuse was at such volume. Don't say the word.
Why not?
Because it's offensive, and I don't want it on my podcast.
And he doesn't want to shoot more editing.
The abuse was at such volume as to be heard in the dining room, and the shouting was audible in a hotel bedroom. Derogatory and abusive language relating to Oshin Timon, his cultural background, and other members of the Top Gear team continued to be used by Clarkson inside the hotel in the presence of others for a sustained period of time. It is clear that Timon was shocked and distressed by the incident and believed he had lost his job. Following the attack, Oshin Timon drove to a nearby A&E department for examination.
Yes.
Over the subsequent
OMG. Yeah, girl.
Over the subsequent days.
Let's go.
All right. So anyway, he's a.
Hey, we better go this
he's
way.
He's a scumbag. And all right. Thank you. Goodbye, Michael.
See you.
Have a nice Easter.
Wait. What do we have now, Michael?
See you next week.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
What do you know now?
Arse.
No.
I've got arse. Exam.
Johnny, are you going with us on Wednesday?
Okay, I have an exam right now.
Are you going with us on Wednesday?
We're going to see Keane's play. He's doing West Side Story.
At the I'm not sure.
Oh, you told us you're going to be in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't go to see Furious 7 on Owen's birthday.
Why, when's Owen's birthday?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 days later.
I'll definitely be gone on Friday because I'm leaving on Thursday. I don't want to go to see on Wednesday because I won't have money for England.
Yeah. I have to go to the dentist on Thursday. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Mutual fun.
Today's actually... Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a fun personal story that no one else cares about.
You're going to Fast and Furious, yeah? And you don't have tickets bought.
Oh, I have three. I have two free tickets. So I'm going to give one of those to Owen.
I have two free tickets as well.
I have, there's William, the bastard liar.
Wait, are you going to the eye or the IMC?
Well, that's where I have my two tickets for the eye.
We don't know yet.
Well, I have three tickets for it, so. I have a voucher for 20 euro, but I also have a voucher from the Galway Independent.
I have two vouchers for IMC.
Yeah, screen or what?
Well,
they haven't announced
the
time.
Listen, I'm sure
you do. It won't be.
Huh? IMC vouchers. Would you use them?
Oh, I would, yeah, but I mean, I get the ones from the...
I'm trying to get rid of them.
I get the ones from the... I get the ones from the eye every week from the Galway Independent.
Oh, right.
Where's Big Bill? Where is he? Where's Big Bill? He was here a second ago.
Big Bill.
William.
Oh.
I have to find him and I have to reprimand him.
No,
he's Big Bill.
Bill's short for William.
What?
My uncle and my grandfather are both
named. That makes no sense.
Yeah, Bill is short for William, just like Dick is short for Richard. It's the same kind of structure. Anyway, thanks for tuning in.
I never knew.
Visit jailshow.info and keep in mind the 99%.
In a jack.